Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
Welcome to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, commission-free, certified financial planner. Financial Coaching Radio is a show all about real financial planning from experts who work every day in the trenches helping clients create a plan just for them. No hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Just objective money help here on Financial Coaching Radio. 893-1450 is the number. If you want to join in, money, questions, comments, even take some disagreements. You can also click email or any of the social media links at financialcoachingradio.com. Financialcoachingradio.com. Coming up today, we're going to talk about what are your 2014 financial planning resolutions, if you have any. Maybe you need some. And I'll also compare four of the top mutual funds out there that you might actually own. Let you know the real deal about that. For all you want to know about me, your host, Jason Qualls, CFP, go to jasonquallscfp.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. There you'll learn more about commission-free, unbiased financial planning. Get away from the salespeople and make better money decisions. I'm joined today by Mike Conley from Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance company right here in Rutherford County. Welcome back once again, Mr. Conley.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Heading out of town, you say?
Backpacking
in freezing weather.
Hey, better than the bugs and the hot and the sweating and all that good stuff.
You need to move up to the Dakotas, man.
If there was work.
Report today said it's the best tax haven for U.S. residents, South Dakota.
I don't know if I'd like the winters a whole lot.
You just said you want to get out away from the sweat and all the bugs.
20 degrees is one thing. Negative 20 is a totally different thing.
It's all the same to me. You got any financial resolutions for 2014?
Save more, spend less.
Spend less. Save more. It sounds like Clark Howard.
Yeah.
Right. Been listening to Clark Howard too much. Well, we have some financial resolutions for you if you don't have any of your own. This results from a survey shocked me. 16% of Americans intend to include financial planning in their New Year's resolutions this year. That's down by more than half from 33% just back in 2009, who said they would make it a high priority for financial planning resolutions back then. That's amazing. It's a huge drop.
You'd think in the last 5 years, people would have been taught a little bit of a lesson.
Well, thinking about it here and thinking about what happened in 2008, I'd like to see the 2007 number. 10%, probably. People really didn't care. Well, the market's riding high. Nobody cares about financial planning. Everything's
right,
great. But 2008, the market tanks 40%. Oh, it's time to save more. So I bet that's what's happening this year. I don't care where the market is, people. You got to get on track with your money. Everyone can improve. I don't care if you're a CFP, a PhD, a CFA, a CPA, or an insurance guy like Mr. Conley. Can all make better money decisions. The number one resolution that people have, that people recommend, is to make a budget. I'm amazed by how many people that I run into don't actually have a budget. I would take it one step further in 2014 and start tracking your spending habits. If you don't know where your money is going, what good is a budget going to do? You can write a budget down all you want. If you're not going to stick to it and actually track it once you've created it, you might as well just hang it on the wall.
That, and it's so easy to bust a budget if you don't know where the money's going. You could easily say, I'm allotting X dollars to this, and next thing you know, you spend double that, so you don't even know.
Well, people are probably saying, well, if I had a budget, then I would just follow it. Well, no. People create a budget, and they stick it in a drawer, and they don't ever actually figure out the next month, did they actually follow it? They didn't track their spending. Use sites like Mint.com. It's an easy resource to track your spending. Usually the people that come to me with budgeting problems are not tracking their spending. Number two, resolution for 2014, check your insurance coverages. You want to make sure you have proper home and auto limits.
Most important thing you could do, in my opinion.
And you guys over there at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group recommend no less than $100,000, $300,000 coverage in most cases.
For auto insurance, yeah, $100,000 per person, $300,000 per accident liability.
Also, a good time to shop your premiums. You don't want to pay too much for home and auto insurance. If you have assets, in my opinion, greater than $200,000 or $300,000, it's time to look at umbrella liability insurance. Don't forget disability insurance, life insurance, and if you're over 50, long-term care insurance. You got something you want to add?
Well, I was going to say, as far as the umbrella goes, not necessarily, you know, of course, if you have the kind of assets to that you need to protect, but if you're in some kind of profession or something like that that would put some risk out there as well. Your assets may not be there, but if your risk is there, it might be something to look at as well.
That's interesting. That's something we've never discussed here. Maybe you don't have any money. Maybe you're just starting out in a high-risk profession.
Sure. Or, you know, I mean, a good example, in my opinion, would be like a school teacher. There's lots of risk there as far as, you know.
Who would have thought that? Your wife's a teacher, right?
Right. But, you know, there's a lot of things a kid could do that, or a teacher could do that put them in a very bad spot.
Another resolution you may want to jump on in 2014, update your estate planning documents, your health care directive, powers of attorney, get a will, and last but not least, make sure your beneficiaries are up to date on life insurance, 401k plans, and all of your IRAs. And I would argue in this point, most people don't have an estate plan. Just finally get one. We talked about this last Monday. Other resolutions for 2014, protect your credit. You can pull your free credit score or free credit report, from annualcreditreport.com. You can check all three reports free every 12 months at annualcreditreport.com. A recent study has shown millions of Americans have errors on their credit report that could be causing them to be denied credit. A good website to track your credit score that I've found recently, I love, Credit Karma with a K, creditkarma.com. And about ID theft, you know, this Target fiasco is out there. Getting a lot of questions on ID theft insurance. I'm not a big fan of ID theft insurance. I don't think it's worth it. If it makes you feel better, go buy it. I'm a bigger fan of doing what's called a credit freeze, where you put a hold where nobody else can borrow money in your name. And for it to be able to do so, you have to thaw your credit or unfreeze your credit. You can do that with all three bureaus. Some other resolutions, plan for retirement. Of course, you can't leave that one out. And I wouldn't worry about some magic retirement number here. I would say strive to save 20% of your income and then strive to put your money in the right places. Control what you can. That's how much you save and where you save it. You don't control the market. You don't control inflation. You don't control taxes. So there is no magic number out there. So save what you can and invest in the right places. Save for education is also top on many people's lists, especially if they have children. I recommend low-cost, commission-free 529 plans. Our state has one, TennesseeStars.com, I believe is the web address, TNStars.com. They have Vanguard funds, Dimensional Fund Advisors in there. You can also check out other plans at savingforcollege.com. Take advantage of tax shelters, flexible spending accounts, health savings accounts. If you haven't done so this year, you may want to jump on that in 2014. Don't forget to add more to IRAs at tax time to minimize your taxes. Three things that I would put in one category. Make sure your investments are properly diversified and minimize your cost and go find an unbiased financial advisor. I think to get those things done properly, it starts with the last one I mentioned. Find an objective investment guy, a financial guy, a commission-free certified financial planner. Let them give you a double check on your asset allocation to make sure you have the right mix, and then have them take a look at your investment cost. Most people waste thousands of dollars by overpaying for their investments. You don't have to. And we'll talk about more on that later. What exactly does a commission-based advisor really cost you? Last but not least, it is that time of year to start harvesting some tax losses on your brokerage accounts. If you have some investments in your taxable accounts that have lost value, which shouldn't be too many with the year we've had, selling them at a loss will offset other taxes. As long as you don't repurchase them for at least 30 days, you'll still be able to deduct the losses. So now is the time to sell the investments in your taxable investment account, brokerage account, that have losses to offset other gains and also income taxes if you have no gains. You should have gains this year. And the last New Year's resolution for your money, have some fun. Studies show that spending money on experiences create more and lasting longer happiness than wasting money on material things.
Yeah, don't buy stuff.
No stuff.
No stuff.
All right, after the break, we is going to talk about some popular mutual funds. Four of the top mutual funds in the U.S., how they've done in 2013, and which ones you should own. You probably already own a couple. We're back right after this. You're listening to Financial Coaching Radio. All your questions at 893-1450 or click email at financialcoachingradio.com. Don't go anywhere.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Have you been looking for that perfect new home? Then you gotta check out Rachel's Place. It's a new subdivision in South Rutherford County. New four-bedroom, three-bath homes starting at $239.9. Hardwood floors, granite countertops, fireplaces, and much more. For all the information you need, call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. That's 796-4151, or visit her website, sellwithhope.com. You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to bakercounsel.com or call 896-5621. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. A quick tip for all you small business owners out there. Most of the tax return mistakes I have seen in recent times have been from those big, seasonal tax firms. You all know who I'm talking about. As a small business owner myself, I know just how important it is to make sure I never miss a single tax deduction. Call the CPAs of Tutherow, Hale & Welch today at 848-1072. They can help with all your personal and business tax planning needs. You can check them out online at thwcpa.com or call 848-1072.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. If you bring your vehicle to me, it will usually be repaired on the same day. We offer courtesy rides and have a free loaner car for your convenience.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. Looking good in Murfreesboro right now. I-24 at 840, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, I-24 at 96, all with traffic flowing pretty well. Busy traffic, lots of congestion, but it's flowing. Old Ford Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane with a bit of slowdown. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. You can still give yourself the gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team and get a take-home whitening kit with exam, cleaning, and x-rays. Call 220-1100 or visit NashvilleSmileTeam.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on
Premier 6 Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline 896-4100 or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline 896-4100 or go seeamovie.com. Premier 6 on Broad and Jackson Heights.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. We had a huge down day in the market today. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.5 points. Stocks post second weekly rise. Dow's win streak halted at its sixth session. But the Dow was only down 1.5 points.
It's a bad day this year.
I know. Yesterday I talked about, I didn't know this, the Dow has hit all-time highs 50 times in 2013.
Is that a record? It's got to be.
Didn't say so.
You would, well, sounds it could, like it. It probably not. It's 06, 07. There was some skyrocketing days.
Speaking of index returns year to date, how is the market shaping up? We only, after today, we only have two trading days left, Monday and Tuesday, and that's it. On into 2014. The biggest winner in U.S. stocks as far as the major indices goes, the Russell 2000 Index, which is made up of small U.S. companies, is up 38%. Year-to-date. S&P Mid-Cap Index is number two, up 32% year-to-date. And then the third spot going to the S&P 500 Index, which is large U.S. companies, up 31%. Bonds didn't have that great of a year. Long-term bonds taking most of the beating, down 6%. If you look at the Morningstar Core Long-Term Bond Index, short-term bonds have been flat year-to-date, not up, not down. Municipal bonds down 2.5% year-to-date. Well, the biggest beaten in bond indexes or indices is Treasury protected bonds, known as TIPS. They're down 8% as far as the Morningstar Core TIPS Index. The reason it's down more than long-term bonds is because inflation has been nothing this year. Inflation doesn't do well. Those funds are going to go backwards.
Right.
International stocks up 20% by the EAFE index. Europe, Australia, and the Far East. Emerging markets didn't have that quite of a great year. Down 5%. Commodities down 2.5%. Real estate by the S&P Real Estate Investment Trust Index up only 2%. So U.S. stocks way ahead everything else. International did fairly well. Bonds down, commodities down. And that's why diversification is important.
Right, because you ate some losses this year when everybody else was walking in high cotton.
Well, the thing that markets like this tend to make people do is to disregard asset allocation and diversification. The only way you're going to lower your ups and downs the next time we have a down in the market is to have all asset classes in your portfolio. If you have all bonds this year, you're probably hating life. If you had all commodities or all real estate, didn't do so well. You need it all. You need all five asset classes: stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, and probably even some cash. Maybe not in your portfolio, but you're going to keep a cash reserve, which should count for something.
It should. Should get a little bit on it.
All right, we got about 5 minutes here. We do have to get to the question of the day, and I'll get to the question of the day right before the break. I do have another Demas's gift card to give away. You can get the correct answer. But today I was thinking of what to talk about on this great Friday afternoon on Financial Coaching Radio, and I started to look up what has Vanguard funds, how have they performed
Fidelity funds, American funds, and even Dimensional funds. And I chose those because those are the most popular. Commission guys, they love to sell and recommend American funds. Then, of course, Fidelity is a mass marketer. You've heard of Fidelity. Vanguard's the biggest, one of the biggest mutual fund companies in the country. The fee-based financial advisors, like, and some commission-free guys, too, as well, like Dimensional funds. So I thought I'd compare those four fund companies. Now, I can't compare all funds, so I had to pick. Well, I just picked out large U.S. Mutual funds to see which one had done better. And looked at 2013, looked at five-year returns, and looked at 10-year returns. And it should not be a shock to anyone that's a regular listener of Financial Coaching Radio. Mind you, Vanguard, Fidelity, they're no-load fund companies. Dimensional funds can only be sold, for the most part, by financial advisors. You probably could get access to them by certain online brokers. I'm not really sure since I don't do that. But either you're going to work with a financial advisor that's fee-based or commission-free to get access to Dimensional funds. But Fidelity and Vanguard are no load. American Funds is a load mutual fund company. In every instance, the 2013 numbers, the five-year numbers, or the 10-year numbers, the commission fund, the load mutual fund with American Funds, performed the worst. Why did it perform the worst? Because it has a load with it. Well, yeah, it has a commission.
You're behind the eight ball right from the get-go.
So that is my problem with commission guys. There's no reason for you to pay commissions because virtually every mutual fund out there has a commission-free version of itself. And if you're going to be taking the advice of a commission-based advisor, like an ELP, for example, then you better be outperforming the no-load counterpart. But in this instance, in the large cap blend category, according to Morningstar, comparing Fidelity, Morningstar, Dimensional Funds, and American Funds, the only fund company with a load, performs last every single time. Why did it perform last? Well, let's look at what it cost you. We got to get to the question. We got to do the question. Do the question of the day real quick. We'll come back to this. Question of the day. Over the last 5 years, what percentage of U.S. stock funds were beaten or outperformed by their benchmark? Answer A, 70%. Answer B, 50%. Answer C, 30%. Now I ask the question again. Over the last 5 years, what percentage of U.S. stock mutual funds were beaten or outperformed by their benchmark? Another way, what percentage of U.S. stock funds lost to their respective benchmark? Answer A, 70%. Answer B, 50%. Answer C, 30%. 893-1450. 893-1450. Get the right answer. You win a gift card to Demas's Restaurant right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're back in a moment. This is Financial Coaching Radio.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
We can do just about anything on the internet today. We can get medical advice.
buy investments. We can even get a will for about $15. I know how enticing cheap and easy it can sound, but when you leave loved ones behind, a $15 will bought online may not cut it. As a certified financial planner, I strongly recommend that you use an estate planning attorney. Call estate planning attorney John Baker today at 896-5621 or go to his website, bakercounsel.com, so you don't make a $15 decision that could cost your family thousands of dollars.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omniac Restaurant in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Shop, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Now through January the 3rd over at the Stones River Battlefield, they're commemorating the 151st anniversary of one of the bloodiest battles in the Civil War. Over 80,000 troops from both sides fought on this land. Cannons were aimed at our historic courthouse. Beautiful old homes were turned into hospitals. Things were changed forever. Walk through history now through January the 3rd at the Stones River National Battlefield. Well, you still have time to purchase monthly and yearly passes for half price at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Now through the end of this month, buy one and get one free. You'd better hurry. That deadline is fast approaching. And the photography art of Rachel Johnson is on display now through January 3rd in the rotunda of the Murfreesboro City Hall. And you can ring in the new year with the snowball at the Smyrna Town Center. It's sponsored by the Smyrna Rotary Club and benefits the Sam Davis Home. The tickets are $50 each and available at the Smyrna Town Center. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Looking good in Murfreesboro right now. I-24 at 840, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, I-24 at 96 all. With traffic flowing pretty well, busy traffic, lots of congestion, but it's flowing. Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane with a bit of slowdown. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. You can still give yourself the gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team and get a take-home whitening kit with exam, cleaning, and x-rays. Call 220-1100 or visit nationalsmiletean.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on
WGNS. Not only is Dad's gas tank never full, neither am I. The answer, for me at least, is the Sir Pizza All-You-Can-Eat Buffet. Weekdays at lunch and every Monday and Wednesday for dinner. Sir Pizza, on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. Sir Pizza, it's what's for dinner.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Weather-Eye.
Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low near 29. A lot of cloud Saturday, slight chance of seeing some light rain, high near 58. Saturday night, more rain, a low near 41. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 50.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on WGNS.
And Middle Tennessee has beaten the Tennessee Volunteers.
High backfield, Summers going to break into the secondary. He's going to dive into the end zone.
The excitement of Rutherford County sports on WGNS.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business. Working on.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free, certified financial planner in the house with Mike Conley of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent auto and home insurance agency right here in Middle Tennessee. For more about them, go to mid10insgroup.com, mid10insgroup.com. You can also find a link to their website at financialcoachingradio.com. We were asking the question of the day. We have no right answers as of yet. Over the last 5 years, what percentage of actively managed U.S. stock funds were beaten by or outperformed by their benchmark? What percentage? 70%, 50%, or 30%? The answer would be, did 70% of U.S. actively managed stock funds lose to the benchmark? Did 50% lose to the benchmark? Did 30%? A, B, C, in that order. You could also name the percentage. 893-1450 is the number. 893-1450. Giving away gift card to Demas's restaurant right here in Murfreesboro. Back to what we were discussing before the break. Talking about the top mutual fund companies. Vanguard, Fidelity, American Funds, and Dimensional Funds. Two no-load fund companies. One fund company mainly sold by financial advisors. And then one fund company that is a commission fund company that's sold by mainly commission-based advisors. Looking at the 2013 returns, the 5-year returns, and the 10-year returns, the commission fund performed the worst in all cases. That's because, as you mentioned, you're paying a commission off the top, you're going behind. So you have a lot of catching up to do. And I did this to demonstrate what a commission-based financial advisor would cost you. I've done this before. Over a 10-year period, if you use a Fidelity fund where it doesn't have a commission, or you use an American fund that has a commission, and I use the large blend fund, according to Morningstar, from Fidelity, from American funds, and I use Investment Company of America from American Funds, and I use Fidelity Large Company Stock, Large Cap Stock Fund. The cost over 10 years between those two, if you paid a commission to an advisor, you would have 16% less in your account. That's over $9,000 less if you invested $25,000 with that certain financial planner. And people say, well, because I hate the deal. Well, you got to pay them somehow. They want to make a living. You're paying for the advice. You're paying for underperformance. Because you could have took your $25,000, went to a commission-free advisor, and said, just pick me a fund. And I'm aggressive. I have a low initial balance, $25,000. Just pick me the best U.S. stock fund you can and send me out the door. What do you think a commission-free advisor would charge for an hour or two of his time?
Nowhere near $9,000.
What? At high end would be $500.
High end.
So that's what you're getting when you're paying commission-based advice. So I hate the thing, well, you got to pay them, and you're paying for them to do other things for you. I don't know any commission-based advisor in this area that does holistic financial planning. They're all just peddling financial products. So next time you think about paying a load for a mutual fund, think about this simple study. If you pay loads and commissions, you're starting in the hole. All things being equal, which in this case is not, Fidelity really kicked the tail off Vanguard and Dimensional Funds. But they didn't have to pay a commission. If you pay a commission and then you underperform, because that's the argument, well, the load funds outperform. You pay the load, but then they're going to catch back up. And we do have a winner for our question. That's what percentage of actively managed U.S. stock funds underperform their benchmark? 70%. So if you have a commission-based fund, there's a 70% chance that it's not going to beat the market. And the reason that is higher cost and loads.
Right, you're having to pay those expenses. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that it, you know.
But something like 80% of mutual fund owners own actively managed mutual funds. 80%.
So 80% of the people are taking a 70% chance
that they're going to lose to the overall market or the benchmark.
Right. Based on basically expenses.
And commissions.
Right.
And if you take a look at the bigger picture, you waste money for poor financial advice. That's why it's vital for you to get a second opinion on your financial plan and your investments from a commission-free, otherwise known as fee-only, certified financial planner. Then you'll know if you're overpaying for investment advice. That's a quick little state. You know, it's different in every category. This is talking about large blend mutual funds. But we do have a winner to the Mr. Kevin had won the question of the day, getting the correct answer. The actual answer is 72% of mutual funds, actively managed mutual funds, over the last 5 years lost to their respective benchmarks. It's amazing.
It doesn't make sense as far as, you know, money-wise. 70% of them lost versus the market.
You know, some people say, well, that leaves 30% or so that did. Good luck finding one that consistently will do it. Because there's been study after study that says when they do actually beat the benchmark, it's luck.
And normally your expenses are a little higher.
Yes. But people love to tout, well, there's nothing wrong with the actively managed deal. And it brings me to that PBS expose on mutual fund costs that came out midsummer, I think. And they were asking a guy, who was he with? He was with, Prudential Funds, I think. And they sell all actively managed, loaded up mutual funds. They asked him about this study because every year there's a study done on active funds versus index funds. And it's been the same results for over a decade, I think. But they asked him about the results of this study. And he was like, I don't know. I've never heard of it. He was basically claiming that he worked for a company that was actively managed that does not beat their benchmark and had never heard of the study. That's how those people sleep at night. They stay ignorant. That's how these commission-based guys sleep at night. They stay ignorant to the real truth about personal finance, and they keep on selling. They don't care. They're putting money in their pocket every time you buy a financial product. So remember to get that second opinion.
Kind of small-minded.
What is?
Just the fact that, you know, they don't keep their minds open to the big picture.
Well,
like you said, keep themselves ignorant.
Oh, the advisors?
Yeah.
Well, the most advisors work for banks, insurance companies, or investment companies. And those companies make money by getting people to buy financial products. And their minions are financial advisors. And they have an incentive to kind of brainwash the advisor that their way is the best way, their product's the best product, so they keep on selling, they keep on making money.
Right. It's a benefit to them.
Right. So that's why you work with an independent, objective, non-commission advisor that doesn't work for... Like, I don't care what product you buy. I don't care if you buy Fidelity, Vanguard, iShares, an insurance policy, an annuity. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what's best for you. That's it. If it's an annuity, which in rare cases it would be, I would recommend it. If it's a mutual fund, if it's an index fund, if it's a life insurance policy, whatever. I recommend it because whatever I recommend, I don't get any extra money for. I could care less.
It's an honest opinion.
Sad. So think about that this New Year's Day when you're thinking about what your resolution should be. I think your top resolution for 2014 should be get a second opinion from an unbiased, independent, certified financial planner. After the break, I do want to talk about some of the dumbest mutual fund moves of 2013. There's certain mutual funds that just did some dumb, idiotic things that cost them thousands of dollars this year. We'll talk about that in a little bit more. We're back right after this. Remember to check out the website, financialcoachingradio.com, or give us a call. Questions, comments, disagreements, 893-1450. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner.
Yeah.
long would your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Tax time is almost here, and it's one of the most dreaded times of the year for some folks, but it doesn't have to be for you. Tuthrow Hale & Welch CPAs is ready to help in 2014. Some of their specialties, tax planning and preparation, bookkeeping, QuickBooks, and much more. One of the things to like most about TH&W's is they never pass off your return to an inexperienced accountant. Your return will always be carefully reviewed by a partner or an experienced CPA in the firm. Call TH&W CPAs today at 848-1072 or visit them online at THWCPA.com.
You make your money when you buy. This old adage is certainly true when it comes to buying real estate. Do you want to know how you can make sure you're getting the best deal on your next home or investment property? Hire a real estate agent who has the right skills and experience. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151. Or visit sellwithhope.com.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621. Or go to bakercounsel.com.
Getting a mortgage doesn't have to be complicated. You just need an expert on your team. Don DeLore with Guaranteed Trust has over 30 years of experience. Let him find the right mortgage that meets your needs. With in-house underwriting, he can close your loan in just a few short weeks, not months like the other guys. Great rates, 30 years of experience, and in-house underwriting. Give Don a call at 907-2611 or visit dondelore.com.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
We still got congestion in Murfreesboro, Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Marketplace, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, busy traffic. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, lots of slowdown. Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard, Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway, lots of slowdown. You can still give yourself the gift of a healthy smile, make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team, and get a take-home whitening kit with exam, cleaning, and x-rays. Call 220-1100 or visit NashvilleSmileTeam.com. I'm Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNF.
If you've got an iPhone, we have an app for that. If you're an Android user, we have an app for that too. You can listen to us anywhere, on air and on demand. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. Time to talk about some dumb mutual fund moves of 2013. Market Watch with the Wall Street Journal. This is Chuck Jaffe had written an article where he had looked back at some of the dumbest mutual fund manager moves, because when you have actively managed mutual funds, you are at the mercy of the manager. If they go get cracked out, make some stupid moves, you're going to lose to the benchmark. Maybe that's why. Too many mutual fund managers are cracked out. That's why they lose to the index.
Cracked out, hungover, whatever it might be.
Wall Street folks. Because they had the new movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. You seen that?
I've seen some previews. It looks pretty crazy.
It came out, yesterday? It's Wednesday. And the guy had made millions of dollars by doing the pump and dump stock scheme on Wall Street. He bought a yacht. Didn't say how much it was. But he sunk it while he was high on like Quaaludes or something. He sunk a yacht. So that's what we're dealing with in Wall Street. I'm just kidding. Wells Fargo made a pricing mistake on one of their funds. They mispriced the net asset value for two international funds back in September. It cost shareholders more than 5% in one fund and 2% in the other fund the day the fix was made. Things like this happen in the mutual fund industry all the time, but nothing usually this drastic. Wells Fargo didn't even acknowledge it. They said, oh, well, suckers.
Wow.
That's a shame.
I mean, 5%, that could cost somebody a ton of money.
One day, 5%.
Wow.
Now, I know it was fake and it was because it wasn't really their money anyway. But you know, they should at least give it a little more apology.
Something, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it's a because every day stocks are in bonds and they have to price them out and they have to issue the new price at 3 p.m. Each day for a fund. So they could get, you know, a computer glitch could cause it, but you think they would at least have a little more compassion for their investors.
Well, I'm not a big fan of that company. I don't even like to mention them by name just because I've had some bad experiences with them.
Really?
Yeah, they don't get any mercy in my book.
One of the largest mutual fund companies in the U.S., PIMCO, P-I-M-C-O, not to be confused with PIMPCO, Invesco for and Invesco for being off target with their target date funds. You know, we've heard of the target date funds. Many of you have them in your 401k plan, 2015, 2025, 2030, whatever. This is really nuts. Their PIMCO, when it comes to 2013 performance and their real retirement funds, they're at the bottom of every category with any fund that ends with a 5 in the year, 2025, 2035, 2045. Invesco is the worst fund on the target date funds for years ending in 0, 2030, 2040, 2050. The only reason that PIMCO wasn't dead last in all groups is because Invesco was there. And the reason that Invesco was at the bottom in all groups that have end in 0, or it wasn't there in the years that end in 5, because it doesn't have funds that end in 5. If it would have had funds that end in the year 25, 35, and so on, it would have been in the bottom of those as well. I really caution you out there about target date funds. I don't like them. I'm not a fan of target date funds. There's too many moving parts to really know what's going on. And this is an example. PIMCO is one of the biggest fund companies in the world, really screwing up the target date fund. Invesco, they're pretty big too. The bottom of the barrel.
And a lot of 401ks, when you initially sign up for them, that's your option right off the bat, is those target date funds.
And people, and you got a lot of people, it's simple to understand, just pick a retirement date. But I think last year the case came out, Fidelity was, they had gotten way off. Or was it 2 years ago? What, they had made some adjustments based on 2008 and really scaled back the risk in their target funds, target date funds. And it hurt them. They were a big laggard compared to competitors. Because you could have two 2030 funds. They could invest totally different. Because the strategy is different, how the investment company handles the money, and all has to do with what's called the glide path. You ever heard that term?
Never heard it.
So let's say in a 2035 fund, you start out with a 70-30 stock to bond allocation. As you get closer to 2035, you're supposed to add more bonds, less stocks. That's the glide path.
Okay.
How fast it kind of switches over.
Right, comes to a stop.
Matters.
Right.
The study that came out last year, I do believe, that compared a fixed allocation to a declining risk allocation, where you'd start off at more stocks to bonds and then increase the bond as you get closer to retirement. The last comparison was made, what if you started out with bonds on the high side when you're young and less stocks and then increased the stocks? You went reverse. You got more risky as you got older. More risky as you got older worked the best.
Yeah, but I guess it all happens to be with the market, too, because say you were getting older approaching 2008 and you were fixing to retire.
No, it's stats. You can prove anything with stats.
Well, sure.
The point is that by getting less conservative or more conservative as you age doesn't pay off.
No, I mean, it makes sense not to, that it wouldn't, just simply because your upside's not there. You know, you're going to start getting more and more conservative, and next thing you know,
there's worst no mutual fund manager year to date, according to MarketWatch of Wall Street Journal, is John Hussman of Hussman Funds. I've never heard of this cat, but he has $1.4 billion in assets. He has a couple flagship funds, not in the Hussman Strategic Growth Fund. He's actually off 7% from his benchmark, I think is what it's saying. He has another fund that's off 8.5% this year. They're giving him the lump of coal Miss Manager of the Year award.
Like we said earlier, if you're not making money this year, something's wrong.
For real.
I mean,
my monkey that throws darts beat the S&P this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think 50 times it broke a record, like you said. Who's not making money? That guy.
Well, I think he made money. It doesn't make what he should.
Well, either way.
How do you screw it up by 7 and 8%?
Right. When the market's killing it.
It cracked out.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cracked out.
Maybe he sunk his yacht.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy your weekend. Mike Conley of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053 is the number if you're ready to shop your home and auto insurance, 898-0053. I'd like to wish you well over the weekend and remind you, over the weekend, you can go to financialcoachingradio.com, click archives, and there you'll find a long list of the shows we've done, listed by date and by topic. And if you're a new listener, look, this is not your cookie cutter. This ain't your grandma's financial talk radio. This is where we try to get to the real deal truth about personal finance, because in the last two decades, folks, a lot has changed. And you need to get on top of what's going on. You don't want to get taken advantage of, because there are lots of salespeople out there calling themselves financial advisors. And if you want to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan, I'll give you a free consultation to any listener of Financial Coaching Radio. Just go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back at you on Monday at 4 p.m. right here on WGNS. We will see you then.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show, and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.